Welcome to the EFAX Corporate Podcast. You can find related podcasts, videos, webinars, and other educational content on our website, enterprise.efax.com. If you have questions related to today's conversation or a suggestion for a future podcast, please email us at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello, and welcome to today's webinar, Integrate Your MFPs with Cloud Faxing. Is your business ready? I'm Michael Flavin, Senior Product Marketing Manager with EFAX Corporate, part of J2 Cloud Services, and we're pleased today to have Brad Spanbauer, Director of Product Development, also from EFAX Corporate. Brad, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me, Michael.
Pleasure to have you here. Okay, so let's dive right into our agenda for today. Today we'll be discussing why fax is still an important part of business, especially in highly regulated industries that require delivery confirmations and highly secure document transactions, often with high volume. Next, we'll discuss common misconceptions about fax, email, and multifunction printers, commonly referred to as MFPs. And then we'll review several fax use cases in industries where fax is a mission-critical part of their communications. And then we'll also discuss why EFAX Corporate's MFP Fax Direct feature makes sense for businesses and enterprise. And a little special note here, you may have previously joined us for webinars where we talked about the MFD connector or the MFD integrate functionality. We've updated the name of this product to reflect the capability that it enables, faxing directly from the MFP glass. And that's why we are going to discuss the EFAX MFP Fax Direct feature today. But just wanted to call that out in case you joined us before. And then finally, a little housekeeping. If you have questions, we will have a Q&A session at the end of the webinar, but you can ask those at any time, any point. Just look for the Q&A widget and feel free to pop a question in there. We'll do our best to try and get to your question, but if we don't, we'll have someone from EFAX Corporate reach out to you and address that for you. All right, without further ado, let's get started on our webinar. Well, multifunction printers are often overlooked as opportunities to improve efficiencies and workflows of a business's workforce, and this can be for several reasons. For instance, different individuals in organizations may share ownership for multifunction printers or MFPs, but none of them really claim expertise in them. This may also simply be that businesses and employees can be overwhelmed with the rich features and functionality and the user interfaces and all the bells and whistles of MFPs, and they focus on the common tasks, printing, scanning, copying, scanning documents, and then going back to their desk and attaching it and making it an email, those type of things. But what about faxing right from the glass and leveraging the MFP's capabilities for that? So first, let's discuss why faxing is still relevant today and will be for the foreseeable future, and then we'll talk about how you can integrate your fax capability into the MFPs you've already invested in and extend the capabilities of your MFT to the cloud with the Fax Direct feature. And then finally, we'll get into why that's a smart decision. So in one of my roles here at EFAX Corporate, I interact a lot with our customers and members of the social media community on sites like LinkedIn or Spiceworks. And a very common topic is, you know, isn't fax just going to go away? And the reality is it's very necessary and it's not going away, especially for those folks listed here, healthcare, legal, financial services, real estate, manufacturing. These industries all rely on a heavy level on this mission-critical capability. But first, consider these stats. According to a recent article from CIO Magazine, nearly three-quarters of U.S. businesses still have traditional fax machines at their locations. And a recent article from MSN News cited that research shows that there's roughly 17 million fax machines still in operation today, and that coincides with about 100 billion fax pages sent each year. And interestingly enough, 17 million is also the same number of multifunction printers that were sold in 2014 alone, according to a report from research firm IDC. And by the way, the MFPs you see here, the OEMs, represented the top five brands that were sold in 2014. But let's go back to fax, which is still an important component of most businesses' overall communication infrastructures, and for many reasons. But how is the question you might ask? Well, there's a lot of different ways. What if let's talk about business needs. For example, what if a confirmation receipt of a fax is required, or compliance needs? Let's say that you're a healthcare entity and the fax transmission requires something that's more aligned with your security needs than other methods of transferring information, say, from a healthcare provider to an insurance company. What about the need for document trackability and audit? What if you need a clear and complete audit trail of every fax transmission that's done for compliance and other reasons, whether that be legal or document compliance and those type of issues? What about market demands? What if your customers demand a fax or want to be able to send you a fax to place an order? And finally, what about security? What if the document contains sensitive material that you need to transmit? Faxes is a way to meet the needs of all of these business requirements. And so while it's clear that fax is an established technology for many businesses and many of the verticals we've mentioned, many businesses still fail to seize on the opportunity to improve their fax infrastructure. For example, a lot of businesses are making the move to the cloud, and that could be applications like Office 365, that could be their Salesforce infrastructure, could be their CRM. There's lots of examples of that or hosted cloud. But many overlook the opportunity to follow suit with their legacy on-premise fax hardware and software and systems. And this migration could certainly allow for them to extend the capability of their multifunction printers to the cloud, which Brad, our product expert, is going to cover shortly. It would allow those companies to retire legacy fax machines, fax servers, and the telco lines, the fax cards, and the overhead maintenance with that that's associated with maintaining that infrastructure. So here's a proposition for business leaders and IT thought leadership attending our webinar today. Did you know that it's a lot easier than you might think to eliminate fax machines, fax servers, telco lines, fax cards, and the IT headaches associated with supporting your aged end-of-life infrastructure? Well, here's a sample business with existing on-premise infrastructure. Your business or IT management is responsible for all of this. That's day-to-day troubleshooting, rebooting servers, and capacity planning, patch management. You get the idea. So that's a lot of work that frankly, IT management and business leaders would like to do a lot less of. So let's just take a look at what your infrastructure can look like with eFax Corporate. So this is what your infrastructure can look like with eFax Corporate. It's really easy to do. You can say goodbye to the maintenance, the server reboots, the customer complaints, the excessive use of toner and paper, and the whole headache, and say hello to peace of mind with the cloud fax infrastructure, and also optimal use of your multifunction printers, which once they're set up can fax directly from the glass. And with these two, you can create a single platform, a unified platform for all of your fax documents, both inbound and outbound. And speaking of great reasons to migrate your fax infrastructure to a cloud-based fax platform, EFAX Corporate, just want to mention, has millions of customers worldwide, and we process millions of faxes every day. And in fact, we're servicing over half of the Fortune 500 throughout the world. And we have a global footprint for faxing with high reliability and enterprise uptimes. So it's a good reason to partner with us. Okay, so now that we've discussed why faxing plays such a mission-critical role with many business verticals today, and how easy it is to sunset that existing fax infrastructure with a cloud fax model, let's shift our focus a little bit to the common misconceptions about faxing and email and multifunction printers, and discuss that a little bit. We'll discuss how integrating with this feature can benefit your business, and that is specifically the MFP Fax Direct feature, which Brad is going to go into more detail about. So I'd like to welcome our product management guru and director of product development, Brad Spanbauer. Brad, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Michael. I feel like I have the fun part of this webinar. So we've established that fax isn't going away anytime soon. Let's discuss how you can all at once improve and simplify your fax processes, get rid of your legacy fax infrastructure, and enhance the value of your existing MFPs. It's all possible with technology that lets you integrate your MFP directly with a cloud fax service. So the best way to explain how this works is to quickly run you through some common misconceptions about fax, email, and MFPs. Many people believe that they can eliminate all fax capability and replace it with scanning and emailing, but this leaves the business open to several issues. First, there's no centralized process for tracking and auditing documents scanned and then emailed. Also, as Michael stated earlier, what if your customers demand communicating by fax, and what does this scanned email mean for compliance and privacy rules? Many organizations have been burned by VoIP or VoIP migration misconceptions. They always assume that moving to these IP-based technologies for their communications would allow fax to follow along, but VoIP and fax over IP are notoriously unreliable when it comes to faxing. They often drop packets and simply fail to transmit fax documents. And what about the notion that email is more secure than fax? It certainly can be secure, but organizations need to build in that security themselves, such as using advanced protocols like transport layer security for transmission, and then at least a strong encryption protocols for emails while at rest, in storage, and the like. A secure faxing protocol such as the Cloud Fax system from eFax can be more secure than email. Finally, many people assume that the scanned email solution is their only option to transmit a document straight from an MFP or an MFD device because they believe you can't fax from an MFP. Well, that's not true. It turns out that with the right cloud fax solution, you can integrate your faxing with virtually any multifunction printer. No new hardware is required, no client software, no setup, no maintenance, and no more IT headaches. So let's talk about that last point. Yes, you can deploy a cloud fax solution that lets you take advantage of the one function you might have assumed impossible with your existing MFP, and that is you can fax directly from them. And here's how fast and easy it is to extend the capabilities of your MFP to include cloud faxing. An eFax account and your existing MFP, that's all that you'll need. So let's look at a few scenarios. Our first scenario, this is a typical setup in any small office, say a small legal practice or a real estate office, where a desktop or consumer MFP is being used. They're often shared in that office. In most cases, the MFP has an email address assigned to it by the manufacturer with emails routed through a cloud email service managed by that vendor. Usually messages sent to that MFP end up being printed automatically. So to set up this integration, just add the MFP's email address as both a send and a receive address on one of the Office eFax user accounts. Once added to an account, faxes sent to that user's email number will be emailed to the printer and will print automatically. When sending, use the scan to email function to generate an email message. Then address the outgoing email as normal when using eFax, which is normally just the fax number at efaxsend.com. This is easy to set up, easy to use, and has almost no administrative overhead. You're just using an existing account. Because it's all tied to one account, though, you lose reporting on an individual usage and only have minimal audit trail. Using the vendor's email server limits your security options as well. TLS encryption may not be supported. So let's look at a scenario. This involves the use of a larger MFP, usually one of many located within a larger office across an enterprise. These devices are often integrated more tightly into the organization's network. In most cases, these MFPs will have an email address assigned by the network admin and will leverage the organization's email infrastructure. The device may also have access to the network's shares or for storing of files. Messages sent to the MFD's email address can be printed automatically or written to a storage directory. The MFD is not configured to require individual users' authentication, and anyone in the office can walk up, scan, copy, or print. To set up this integration, create an eFax user account for the device using its email address for sending and receiving. Faxes sent to the MFD's fax number will be emailed to the printer for automatic printing or storage, whichever one you set up. When sending, use the scan to email function on the MFD, then address the outgoing email as normal when using eFax. Again, your fax, the fax number at efaxsend.com. This configuration, also easy to set up and easy to maintain, and allows any employee in the office to send a fax without having an eFax account. You can just assign a custom cover page to each printer's account, and by using the email server, you can implement tighter security protocols like TLS encryption. However, like the desktop solution, this configuration doesn't provide delivery confirmation receipts to individual senders, nor does it offer granular reporting or usage tracking. In the third scenario, the MFP has an even tighter integration into an organization's network. In addition to an email address on the organization's email server, the MFP will also be tied to the Active Directory or LDAP server for user authentication. The MFP is then configured to require individual user authentication, and users in the office must log into the device before they can scan, copy, or print. To set up this integration, create an eFax user account for every person in the office who will be using fax services. Faxes sent to the user's fax number will be emailed to each user for viewing. When sending, users log into the MFP and use the scan to email function on the MFP. Then address the outgoing email as normal when using eFax. So again, the fax number at efaxsend.com. Unlike the previous scenarios, the emails appear to come from the users themselves, not from the printer, and are thus tied to each individual's eFax account. Since individual users are identified, this scenario allows for the greatest degree of reporting and tracking accuracy, and it provides a very clear audit trail. Each user receives their own delivery confirmation receipt and can have their own custom cover pages. The gains in reporting come at the expense of administrative overhead. For this configuration to work, every user in the organization must have their own properly configured eFax account. And our final scenario is an enterprise-level integration with the eFax Corporate Fax Direct feature. This solution is designed for organizations that want to allow any user to send a fax with detailed usage tracking and delivery confirmations, but without the requirement of an eFax account for each user. To set this up, create an eFax account for each MFP in the organization, making sure to use the device's email address. To send a fax, use the scan to email function, but instead of the standard address, that fax number at efaxsend.com, your users will include additional parameters in the recipient's address. These parameters allow users to specify an email address for the delivery confirmation. They can select a custom cover page or supply client matter or departmental billing codes. After faxing, the delivery confirmation is emailed directly to the sender, while the email address and billing codes are stored in the usage logs, allowing granular reporting, usage tracking, and enhanced audit trail. With the MFP Fax Direct feature, we reduce the administrative overhead while giving every user in the organization a customizable outbound fax solution. So let's look at a few key Fax Direct features. So you can fax directly from the glass. You can also annotate and add an electronic signature. You can maintain a complete audit trail for all faxes, and it's easily accessible online. It has complete faxing capability directly from the MFP, custom cover pages, return receipts, and things like that. You can also send and use eFax Corporate to fax from any internet-connected device and even tools like Microsoft Word and Adobe. You can receive delivery confirmations for every fax transmission, and with enhanced security like encryption and TLS, we offer numerous secure solutions. With that, I'll turn it back over to Michael. Thank you, Michael.
So, Brad, thanks for taking us through those eFax Corporate MFP Fax Direct feature scenarios. Hopefully that was useful for our audience. Regardless of what size business you have, it looks like we have integration scenarios that can help your business. Integrate this technology and reduce their fax IT footprint and better leverage their MFPs with a cloud fax model. So with this cloud fax model that we've talked about and integrating and extending the capabilities of the MFPs or multifunction printers to the cloud, let's shift focus a little bit to the customers we have today and some of the learnings and things that they've shared with us. And we'll also talk about briefly some use cases so you can get a little bit better representation and picture of how our partners are using this technology today. So remember the slides with the before and after, when we had an infrastructure that had fax machines and servers, and then afterwards it was a much more lightweight footprint. Well, the outcome for your business, if you move to a cloud fax model and fully leverage the capability of your MFPs, can look just as good, and you can count on sunsetting or eliminating legacy fax systems. Well, the post-migration, there's no need to maintain those any further, as we've talked about already. A lot of businesses see greatly improved compliance and security. So, for example, there's not fax machines anymore where physical faxes can print out, and perhaps someone who's not authorized to see, say, a financial statement or protected health information. Those risks can be mitigated or completely eliminated. And then a lot of them see improved convenience and business workflows. For example, employees can receive a fax directly via email. They already know how to use email. They know how to send an email. So working with eFax Corporate is that easy and that streamlined. So a lot less walking around, a lot less wasted time, and better convenience for the employee. And when the need arises for an employee to fax directly from the glass, let's say there's a wedding signature that needs to be scanned, they can do it right from there. No more walking back to your desk and looking for something from a scanner and then emailing it. And then that compliance risk of sending something over the internet that's not secure. And of course, lastly but not least, the IT management team or the person who has to manage that fax infrastructure, the business owner, the practice owner, whomever is in charge of that stuff, is going to be a lot happier because they don't have to deal with the headache of managing that infrastructure. So here's a use case of an actual customer. They are a major healthcare provider, and their business model depends on sending approval requests to insurance company for their patients to have insurance authorization for, say, a surgery or physical therapy and those type of things. The firm needed a more secure and less cumbersome method for sending these faxes. And they also needed to be HIPAA compliant, so it was a big consideration for them. Their current fax infrastructure, servers and fax machines, didn't really play well into the HIPAA compliance area because you can run into compliance issues with servers, let's say, that don't encrypt data at rest. And physical fax machines, as we talked about earlier, can cause reportable events. Say an unauthorized worker or employee views some EPHI that got printed out onto a fax machine that they shouldn't have had access to. So the company implemented our API. It's the eFax Developer, which we'll be having another webinar about in the near future. And they created a secure fax process from end to end so that their company can now fax from anywhere. They can fax from their smartphones, their computers, their desktops, and the MFP Fax Direct feature allows them to fax directly from the glass of their MFPs. And they did this in a way that they allowed them to be down with almost no minimal downtime and remain HIPAA compliant. Here's another real-world case study of a law firm. I think it's worth mentioning here to anyone, any attendees who happen to be in the legal realm. We currently service over 50% of the top 100 law firms, so it's definitely an area where fax is very much alive and a core of their business. So again, this law firm had multiple locations. They're a worldwide firm, and they also had existing MFPs. And by working with eFax Corporate, they were able to retire their fax machines and the on-site servers in multiple locations, which was a real tough IT headache to manage. And they also, all the costs with telco lines for all of those locations really added up. So this was a big win for them. And then the lawyers really appreciated it because they would now get their messages directly as opposed to, let's say, faxes coming into a server room and then a clerk or an admin having to view those, see who the fax is for, and then put it in an inner office and confidential inner office manila envelope folder and then deliver it, which also could cause for delays or confidentiality issues. So by doing this, they eliminated a lot of the compliance issues associated with that and created a lot more happy employees. They were able to get faxes directly, so a very good use case we'd like to share. And here's our final example or use case. This is an eFax customer in the financial services industry, and they were experiencing a lot of troubles with their outbound faxes. They were failing or getting busy signals or having other interruptions, and this was post VoIP migration. They moved to a SIP-based architecture. And so the firm was able to really reduce outright the follow-up calls they had to do to their clients to ensure that they received the faxes in the first place and didn't have to resend those or have someone bird-dogging those issues. So that was very important for them. And also because they are in finance, GLBA is a big issue. Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act is in effect for them. And in order to stay compliant, they have to take reasonable measures to protect protected information or PII, personal identifiable information for all of their clients. So eFax Corporate offered them enhanced security with TLS encryption for all fax documents, so it was a nice win for them. So as we discussed, many of our businesses take full advantage of the benefits of eFax Corporate and integration of their MFPs with the MFP Fax Direct feature from eFax Corporate. But one of the questions we get is, well, we love the value proposition and we understand what we can do here, but how hard is it and how long is this migration process? How much work is involved? Well, the good news for your business is that this can all be done with no downtime. We'll port over your existing numbers and test it and be there as a partner for you as you transition over to a cloud-based model. And we have first-class support teams to help you through this process. So it's all possible with new technology that lets you integrate your MFPs directly with a cloud fax service. So one other thought, did you know that by moving to a cloud fax model, you, as we kind of alluded to earlier in the webinar, you can really have this as an opportunity to improve your security and compliance. For example, you know, given all the hacking and the compliance issues that are in the news, whether it's a healthcare entity getting fined or a financial provider having their records hacked, It's really critical that you partner with a cloud fax provider that has a track record and they take security and reliability very seriously, and that you get equal or better value when you migrate to a cloud fax provider or any third-party provider for that matter. So we at eFax Corporate take security very seriously. We've talked a little bit in the webinar about the strongest levels of encryption, TLS 1.2 for your fax documents. Anybody can say that they'll sign a BAA, but eFax will do it, and we have the data centers I'll touch on shortly to support that capability. Any provider that uses dated SSL technology to transmit documents could possibly be putting your business at risk. So that's a factor that you should also consider when scoping out cloud fax providers. And lastly, by reducing or eliminating your fax infrastructure, you can reduce the risk of fax servers or physical fax machines that we touched on in some of these use cases, being the instigators of compromised data or breach situations. And we also have HIPAA compliance solutions, as we alluded to in the webinar. That could be an API or eFax Secure or a TLS solution. So we have various solutions to help any business with compliance and security. So finally, why would you partner with eFax Corporate? Well, it's important to know that we take our business seriously, and again, we will sign a BAA. On the compliance and audit side of things, we'll give you, the business owner, the IT manager, or whomever is managing this relationship, the tools that you need to be compliant, and that can be the reporting and audit logs that you can monitor and stay compliant with. With respect to scalability, if you have volume peaks, no more dealing or managing capacity planning. That's something that you can rely on your partner for. And with respect to redundancy, the global footprint that I talked about a little earlier in the webinar, we have Tier 3 and Tier 4 data centers, and these data centers are highly secure. They maintain SOC 2 and SSAE 16 certifications, so you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your data is secure as it traverses the internet. And volume-wise, we have the track record. There's millions of customers worldwide, and we manage millions of faxes each day. And then on security, touched on that already, but it's important to have the latest TLS 1.2 for encryption of data and encryption of data at rest as well. So in summary, if fax is an important part of your business, if it's core, eFax Corporate has many solutions to help you streamline your business's workflows, and hopefully this webinar has been informative for you and it give you some thoughts and ideas on how you can optimize your MFP and fax infrastructure to streamline your workflows and make your business a little more efficient. And in a world where every dollar counts and the bottom line counts, this is an easy cloud fax, an easy cloud migration that can make your fax infrastructure a lot more nimble. And the last, just a visual of our cloud fax network we wanted to share with you. You know, faxing is our core business, and because of that, we have invested multiple millions of dollars to create a geographically dispersed network with the co-locations worldwide. So if you're a worldwide firm or if you're a small business, you'll know that you have a partner that is going to be able to deliver faxes regardless of your volume. And we have a high uptime up to 99.5% and rapid delivery times. So when you partner with eFax Corporate, you'll know that you have a partner you can rely on. All right, let's jump into our Q&A now. Questions are coming in. The first question is coming from Steve, and he wants to know, does the eFax Direct feature require a client download? That's a really good question. It's a cloud-based service, so it doesn't require that. It's easy to implement, and the great news is you can port your existing fax numbers over, and eFax Corporate can help you with that process, or we can assign you local fax numbers, as many as your business will need to do that. And there's no charge for that, or hardware or software. So hope that answers your question. Next question is coming from June, and she wants to know if she can fax from any internet-connected device or just from the Fax Direct feature. June, that's a great question. You can fax from any internet-connected device. We have a mobile application. You can fax from a secure portal, so it just depends on what your business's needs are. But we'll certainly have someone from our team reach out to you and discuss that a little bit further. Next question comes from Carol. She wants to know if the Fax Direct feature requires a phone line in the MFE. That's a great question. Brad?
No, it does not require a phone line. Most modern-day MFPs are hooked to your network, and you just need that network connection. No phone line required.
Great. Thank you, Brad. Next question is coming from Richard, and he's asking, if you use the Fax Direct feature, will it save the unique email identifier so you don't have to input that each time? Brad, I'm assuming they're talking about saved numbers or their email. I'm not really for sure. Do you want to address that?
What I assume they mean is, can you program in a key or an address? Or another way to go about it would be, can you use Active Directory? So when somebody logs into the MFP, they can just send, and the receipts will come out and go back to their email address. The fax will show that it came from them. As long as you're able to log in, or if you've programmed a key, it will remember you.
Great. And the other thing, the great thing about the MFP Fax Direct capability is that anyone in your office can walk up to an MFP and send a fax. We offer SMTP codes that you can use, for example, that custom cover sheet or a confirmation receipt, Brad. That user can just enter in those codes and their information, and that confirmation receipt would go directly to them. And the other benefit there is the IT administrator, if they don't want to spend the time, forcing a login at the MFP or add everyone in, they can just add one email address to that MFP, and then anybody could use it.
That is correct. If you don't care about getting a receipt, you don't have to log in or tell the machine who you are. You can just fax and go.
Yep, and the SMTP codes are there if they want to get that receipt. All right, our next question comes from Rick, and he wants to know, when several users share an eFax account, how can each user receive their own eFax confirmations in their inbox?
So we just touched on that a little bit in the last question. There are a number of ways to do it. You can log in as a particular person, and that person would get the receipt. Or if you have the alias set up on your Exchange server, you could send the receipt to that alias, and then everybody who's associated with that alias would get a copy of the email receipt.
Great. Okay. Got it. And let's see. Next question is coming from Will, and he wants to know, they said they do a lot of outbound faxing. They're interested in an eFax solution, but they want to know how long it would take to do the, looks like the migration or get everything moved over. Well, the good news there is eFax Corporate, as we kind of touched on earlier, can port all of those numbers for you or assign you new ones. But as far as like an IT project, it's a pretty lightweight thing. eFax Corporate has a dedicated account rep will help you with that process and make it as streamlined as possible, but no IT downtime. So it's not like taking down an Exchange server and reinstalling it. Your faxing won't be down for the migration. So it's real easy, and it's cloud-based with no on-site hardware, like we already touched on, and software. It's just simply connecting to a cloud service. Would you add anything to that, Brad?
No, I think you touched on it all.
So, all right, well, we're just about out of time here. I want to thank everyone for joining today. And if we couldn't get to you, sorry, but we'll have someone from the EFAX corporate team reach out to you and try and answer those questions. Thanks again for joining us. And if you want to learn more about the MFP Fax Direct Fit feature, visit us on enterprise.efax.com/blog. And there are several blogs that talk about in detail how you can leverage, your organization can leverage this feature. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the EFAX Corporate Podcast. Please visit our website, enterprise.efax.com, for additional podcast episodes as well as other resources to help you make the best informed decision about your fax service. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions for future podcast topics at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com.